You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
I'm Rue, reporting for the SRA podcast. Yep. I'm here with Ian Collins from LBC. How are you?
I'm very well, Rue. Thank you.
I'm going to start with some simple questions, and then we'll have a bit of fun.
I like a bit of simplicity.
First of all, what is your favourite thing about talk radio?
I thought you were going to say, my favourite thing in life, like of anything, you know, sunshine and things. Favourite thing about the genre of talk radio?
Yeah.
Well, I guess probably the... What is still relative freedom, I think, to be able to expand on your thoughts and say things that, you know, if you work in music radio, which is a skill and a discipline in itself, but of course if you do it right, and people who do it brilliantly, I'm in awe of, who speak probably for only 2 minutes an hour, but sound as if they speak every record, every song, every track. That's amazing. But what you genuinely get, of course, with a speech genre is... an open book, really. You can talk about whatever you like. It's great.
You were talking about honesty on air.
Yeah.
If you don't know the answer to a question, just to fess up rather than blag it.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes it so addictive, the sort of honesty slash intimacy of it all.
Correct.
Were you unable to stop listening to talk radio before you got involved?
You know, I would listen to, obviously, music radio like anybody else did. There was something more compelling, addictive, magnetic, just about the whole talk genre. And I guess it can, because it's live and because it's a lot of talk, it is a bit of warts and all kind of feel to it. So, like I say, you know, if you get your words wrong or you get a word wrong and you don't know what a word means, you can just kind of almost out loud scratch your head. Anyone know what that... Who was that politician that used to be on the Labour front bench when Tony Blair was in? And then the phone lines will go and there's, you know, Dave in Watford will call you and say, yeah, you're thinking of Kim Howells or something.
If it generates that dialogue, it's all...
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
It's all good.
It's just quite nice.
Do you listen back to your own stuff?
It's strange. I used to think you kind of had to. And then I began the clinical process of going mad because you start to just overanalyze everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like the whole editing. You know, if we did a pre-recorded show, part pre-recorded show the other day. We went to Paris to record some audio for talking about terrorism and also about the EU and the kind of new face of Europe, etc., migration and all the rest of it. And we had to pre-record stuff there with the various interviews we did, and that involved listening back and editing and stuff. And I kind of wanted to micro-edit this stuff. It's like, oh, I think I say there and an my producer's going, it doesn't matter. You know, she didn't notice it at all. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't want to cut all of that stuff out. So, but I, generally speaking, I might every now and again hear one of the podcasts of the show because I want to hear a caller back, but I try not to listen to myself.
Yeah, because when you're editing out all that stuff, it doesn't sound like a conversation.
No.
I suppose that's what talk radio is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a real
discussion. You kind of, sort of slightly in an OCD fashion, feel quite good. You probably know this yourself. You think, I sound very smooth there.
Yeah.
But actually what you've lost is everything that made it real in the first place. So,
now we're trying to have a bit of fun with these SRA podcasts. So I thought, how about we set up a fake bit of news and I be a weird caller.
Okay.
And we see how you deal with that
very
quickly.
Yeah, let's go with that.
So the news is
a
list has been leaked belonging to Jeremy Corbyn containing all of the names of the opposition he had most liked to punch in the face.
Gotcha.
So I'm calling you, I'm Barry from Maidstone,
shall we say.
So I'll hand over to you.
All right, okay, well we're talking about, what's the breaking news? I think everybody's talking about it, but we're well ahead of the game on this one. It's that list that Jeremy Corbyn has stumbled across, and we know now who he'd like to punch in the face on the Conservative front bench. I think I've got Barry here in Maidstone. Stone, is that Barry? Hello.
Hi, Ian.
How are you doing?
I'm all right, Ian. How are you?
Good. I'm good as gold at this end. What are your thoughts then? Jeremy Corbyn.
I think it's a travesty.
Do you?
The man can't even wear a suit and he's talking about punching other people in the face.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm from exactly, but...
I like the accent. So you think this somehow dilutes Jeremy Corbyn's ability to be leader because he has the desire to want to punch a Tory in the face. That's a natural desire. People should be born with that desire, Barry.
Who are you voting for, Ian?
At the next election?
Yeah, ooh.
Do you think I'd vote for any of that lot? Do you actually seriously think, Barry, that I would vote for any of that lot?
You
look at the House of Commons.
You Liberal Dem.
It's like a kindergarten in there. There's no Lib Dems left. They're all extinct.
Well, I think Jeremy Corbyn is a member of the Illuminati.
Do you think so?
He's a lizard man.
He's a lizard man. He's a reptoid. He somehow transforms and morphs into a Tyrannosaurus, a big left-wing Tyrannosaurus Rex. A Marxist Tyrannosaurus Marxist.
You taking a mickey? You being funny?
Yes.
Why are you being so mean, Ian?
Yeah.
I heard you talking to Michelle earlier from Crawley. You were nicer to her.
Can you call James O'Brien?
Well, you did that quite well. And that's where you would have hit the dump button.
That's right, yeah.
I presume.
I would love a call like that. Can you call on Sunday night?
Well, because I thought you're not allowed to sort of talk about your own political opinions.
Yeah.
You've got to remain in that.
I mean, you can
ground,
to a degree, because, you know, Ian Dale would be a good example. He does Drive on LBC. Now, he was a previous candidate for to be Conservative MP. We used to work for a Tory MP. So his views are clearly going to be in that direction. However, he constantly surprises people. But that's what I mean. It's all messed up at the moment. Everything's surprising. You know, there's a guy called David Davis, not the former Shadow Home Secretary, another David Davis from Monmouthshire, I think he's the MP for. He's a very right-wing Tory, but he wants to renationalise the steel industry and agrees with Jeremy Corbyn. So
it's all over the place, isn't it?
Everything's all over the place. So you've got Tories, you've got Labour MPs that want to bring back fox hunting. You've got Tory MPs that want to get rid of the royal family and renationalise British steel. It's gone nuts.
Especially with the EU thing.
Oh, I love people's don't even opinions. Get me on the EU.
Well, you've probably been talking about it far too much.
Too much, yes.
You know all there is to know.
Yeah, I tend to start nailing my face to the floorboards when that word comes up.
So we're going to have to wrap up.
Yep.
But very quickly, your youngest presenter on LBC is 28. That's Tom Swarbrick.
Tom Swarbrick, 1 year younger than me.
I would never have guessed. That was like a backhanded compliment. I don't know what that meant. But you think LBC can afford to go lower?
I think it's brilliant. Look, not everybody comes in as an all singing, all dancing presenter immediately. But, you know, we have journalists, we have producers, we have now presenters that are in that bracket of being under 30. Once upon a time, I think, in speech formats, that would have seemed impossible because people would have looked at it and gone, well, you can't do that until you're at least X, Y, and Z. It's clearly nonsense. Young people have a total place in speech formats. In fact, a crucial place. You don't get your next generation of presenters if you're suddenly going to just keep employing old duffers. It's never going to happen.
Shall I tell him you said that?
Yeah, don't tell him I said that.
Well, thank you very much
for talking
with me, Ian.
Cheers.
And we'll catch you on Sunday.
Sunday to Thursday, 10 p.m. LBC.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.